Houston saves $60 million in cash, $10 million against its cap. The Texans will get the Browns' fourth-round pick this year in exchange for their sixth-round pick. So Cleveland gets Osweiler's contract. They're trading for the contract.
Not the player.
Not the player, the contract.
I don't understand.
Whoa.
They're trading for the player.
No, they can't do that.
But I know what he means, though.
They're trading for the player.
What does that mean?
This is an NBA trade.
Correct.
He's not going to stay there. They're trading
for the player and his contract.
And they'll figure it out.
A 2018 second-round draft pick and a 2017 sixth-round pick. So Cleveland gets Osweiler, a second, and a sixth, and Houston gets Cleveland's fourth-round pick and saves $10 million in salary cap space and $16 million in cash. Brock Osweiler is now gone. Now, the deck is clear for Tony Romo.
Well, adios, ostrich. That was fun. Well, not really. We'll see what comes next. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And, yeah.
What are we going to talk about all day?
I have no clue.
It's such a dead time of year. Well.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey, I think, to the Eagles, right?
Alshon Jeffrey to the Eagles. That's a big one.
Do you guys really want to talk about
Mike Glennon getting paid to go be the next Brock Osweiler? Oh, wait, that's what we were supposed to talk about.
TCU almost beating Kansas, but looks like they're going to choke it away.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I always like it when Kansas loses.
Yeah, it would have been funny. First round of the Big 12 tournament, but they're starting to get it together right now. Brock Osweiler is obviously the story of the day. And, you know, I try not to be instant reaction guy, although sometimes that's our job when it happens on the air. And I also didn't want to conduct my whole show on Twitter today, which that's always you have to walk that fine line. You want to be active on Twitter. You want to have a social media presence. But you also don't want to do your whole show there, you know?
Right.
So I'm looking at it. I mean, obviously, everyone's tweeting me, and the internet's going crazy when this happens.
And my phone's exploding with texts from
right.
people.
But most of the tweets that I'm seeing are saying, this is the most Cleveland thing ever. That's so Browns. You know, I've kind of had an hour or hour and a half to marinate on this. I honestly think this is a great deal for both teams. The Texans, I mean, for obvious reasons, they save a ton of money. They save a ton of cash, a ton of cap room. They get rid of Brock Osweiler. They get a fourth-round pick this year. There's a lot to like about it. The Browns, and this is why the NFL has changed, because with this cap floor, where you have to spend a certain amount of money, and the Browns had like $100 million to spend.
Right. $97 million when it started, and they have to get...
You have to spend a certain amount of money. Like, otherwise, they're saying, well, you're trying to tank. So for competitive balance purposes, they say, you have to hit this mark. The Browns have to hit that mark, and they're like, well, instead of like actually going out and, you know, overpaying for our own player here, let's take on this contract. We'll get a second round pick in return.
It's a pretty valuable asset.
Yeah. On top of that, I mean, let's face it, the Browns are going to be picking low again next year.
Yeah, and the year after.
And assuming everybody comes out who I expect to come out next year,
next year's quarterback crop is so much more appealing than this year's. So I think that's a possibility. I think, you know, maybe they package some players or package some picks and trade for Garoppolo or something like that. Maybe they just trade that second round pick for AJ McCarron. You know, I don't know what they do. They find a short-term solution at quarterback. I think they're going to cut Brock Osweiler. But I don't think the Browns necessarily have egg on their face. The Browns did, I mean, this is actually, like I said, I think it's a good deal for both teams.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. The money doesn't really matter to them.
No.
And
because they had to spend that money on something.
Essentially, and somebody said it on Twitter, and I think made a really good point. Essentially, they just bought a second-round pick.
That's it.
And from their perspective, it's a very creative move. It's not the kind of thing that we've ever seen in the NFL where a team's just taking on a contract. See it all the time in basketball and baseball, but you never see this in football. It also kind of opens up the – now people start speculating on trades like this all the time, and we'll always have to answer them.
Because
somebody asked almost a month ago – what were the odds that they could trade Brock Osweiler and something else to get rid of his contract? It's like, well, they just don't do that in the NFL.
Yeah.
But they did, and I think it's a really good move for both teams.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the Browns, you get something for it. If you're the Texans, you get them the hell out of there.
And I really think, and I can't say this enough, if the Browns use their first-round pick this year on a quarterback, I'll be super disappointed in them because I think about next year and – the possibility of Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen coming out. And, man, they just those two guys alone, I mean, I can't imagine any of the prospects this year being better than those two guys. So, to me, this is the perfect opportunity for them to build their team. Take Jonathan Allen, Miles Garrett, whichever one of those guys you like. Take an offensive lineman with your second first round pick. Build a team so next year you can invest your high, because they're going to be bad again this year. Let's face it. Invest that draft pick in a quarterback next year and see if you can right this ship. But I think that building up these assets is actually a really smart thing for the Browns because the Browns, they have to spend money. There's zero chance they're going to be competitive next year. So instead of just signing a player who's going to be a player on a team that sucks, why not trade, get an asset in the second round pick, which that's a legit asset, and you still met your salary floor requirement? I think it's brilliant, honestly. And well, not that I'm like, well, the Browns are the most brilliant organization or the Texans, but in this case, this was a perfect situation for both teams, I feel like.
Who do you think initiated that trade talk? I'm going to guess it's Cleveland because it's a very creative trade. It's not the kind of trade I would expect Rick Smith to come up with.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would say Cleveland mostly because, this looks like it's been Cleveland's MO is to stockpile these draft picks. And, you know, who do you think when the Philadelphia 76ers are, you know, drafting all these guys high and, you know, moving around picks. Who do you think's initiating that? The team that's tanking is.
Yeah.
The team that's trying to build up some assets for the future. That's usually the team who's initiating. But they probably saw the Texans as a perfect dance partner, and I really think they're right. And, you know, we always talk about Texans' second-round draft picks are basically meaningless.
Yeah.
So the Texans don't give up a lot here. And you get rid of a giant albatross that was really holding everything else back. You know, I mean, any discussion you could have had about trading for Tony Romo, trading for this guy, that Kirk Cousins, whoever, you know, trading for anybody, you couldn't really talk about that because it was too difficult while you're sitting on that contract. You've got too much money invested in that position. Now, I mean, the possibilities that have opened up for the Texans at quarterback, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's Romo. I don't know. But they've got options. And now, granted, I've seen them have options before and totally blow it. That could be the case once again. But They're in a lot better shape right now than they were at the start of the day. So, and I honestly think the Cleveland Browns are too.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the people who were reacting to it, and I didn't respond to any of the Twitter stuff because I was driving when it happened. And when I got here, I wanted to post something on the website. But I think the people saying it was a Browns thing to do were thinking the guy was going to play quarterback for him.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's a possibility he has a uniform. But they're not looking at him as the quarterback. No. I think that ship has sailed. Brock Osweiler, NFL starting quarterback, that ship has sailed. Even in Cleveland, I don't think they would look at him as the starting quarterback. But he is essentially contract or cap filler. I mean, it's very much like what goes on in the NBA. You know, you see these expired contracts moving around, and you're like, ah, why would they give up anything for that guy? And they're not giving it up for the guy. They're trading for the contract. They're trading so they meet their salary minimum, or in the NBA, it's often so they'll have space next year. I mean, it's really forward thinking, and I'm not going to make fun of the Browns for it because I think this is a trade that benefits both teams.
Browns kind of remind me of the Astros for all those years, where they were just trying to stockpile picks and get young players and hope it pays off 4 years down the road. So I said, did y'all forget about the guaranteed money they have to pay out? That doesn't matter.
It's like $6 million.
Yeah, it's absolutely...
Okay.
From their perspective, that doesn't mean a thing.
Like, that's what they're losing out on is, I mean, $6 million cash, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Because it was $16 million and $10 million on the cap. So they're losing out $6 million, which, I mean... If you could pay $6 million to not have to pay him $17 million, a guy who's literally going to do nothing for you next year, don't you do that?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's simple to me. I'm not worried about that guaranteed money. He can have it. Go on your way, man. Go open a restaurant in Montana or Idaho, wherever the hell you're from. Brock's Place. I don't care what you do with it. But go prosper, my man.
They don't have HEBs in Cleveland, do they?
No. Nope.
Oh, well.
Remember, TCU did beat Kansas. That's great. That is so great. Hey, look, you just look at the look on their faces. It's just priceless. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Remember when you guys said there was 0% chance of Tony Romo coming to the Texans? I don't think I ever said 0% chance, but when you guys were asking 4 months ago, it was impossible.
Yeah.
Well, now they've made it possible. So we shall see. All right, guys.
And also, I never said there was 0% chance of him coming. I said there was 0% chance of the Texans trading for him. And while they had Brock Osweiler, there was 0% chance of that. There was just no way financially to do it. Now that becomes a possibility. I still don't think they're going to trade for him.
No.
I think they're going to wait and see if he gets cut. And if he does, I think they'll make a play for him. And I think that's really the wise thing to do. And if he doesn't, I mean, we'll talk on the other side of this break, but there's plenty of other options.
And we'll take your phone calls on it as well. And that's why when you're speculating about stuff 6 months out, it's kind of silly. Now you can speculate. And I was on with a Denver station right before our show, and it's very interesting what they had to say about it, and we'll talk about that too when we come back. Right now, I've got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place. It takes in kids who've dropped out of school, and they don't know where else to go. These are good kids that had to get jobs, kids that had to, maybe they had trouble getting to school. Well, Houston Can Academies takes them in, works around whatever those problems are, gives them another chance, and so many of them take advantage of that chance and go on and do great things. And you can help because they need your help and they need it desperately. And a lot of Blitzers have stepped up. So if you haven't done it yet, now's the time. And by your donation, I mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe you're going to fix it up. Maybe it's just been sitting there gathering rust in your yard. Well, all you have to do is give them a call. They're going to tow the vehicle away free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. And if you're doing your taxes now, think about how important that's going to be next year when you can take that off of your taxes. All you have to do is make the phone call. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. It's a scene about me. The same thing.
find a way, and now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man, I never had a chance.
ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Game of Thrones, July 16th. Can't even talk about that because this stuff. All right, let's let you guys weigh in.
You want to hear from the peeps?
Let's hear from the peeps on the HRP listener line. Josh, you're up first. What's up?
What's up, Josh? Sports.
Hey, I think you guys are just throwing Brock away because he had one bad season. I mean, he didn't really have a chance to learn the playbook. He was only in there for like one season. I'm not saying he would have took us to a Super Bowl, but I mean, you know, we could have gave him one more year since we already had to pay him.
No, but now you don't have to pay him. So why pay him if you don't have to? Even if he got, even if he were twice as good as he were last year, he's still horrible. I mean, that's the truth. He was that bad.
And well, there were issues with him and O'Brien too that weren't going to be able to.
Yeah,
be fixed,
he just wasn't the answer. And sometimes when you're wrong, you just cut bait. You know, it's not like this was a first-round draft pick. This isn't like, you know, I'm trying to think of a, Jared Goff. It's not like Jared Goff has an awful year and you say, let's just throw him away. I mean, that would be foolish of the Rams. I mean, this was essentially a deal where they were going to keep him for 2 years. Looked like it was going to be the minimum. And the first year was so bad that they knew they were only keeping him for 2 years. No matter what he did next year, they weren't going to pay him. They weren't going to keep paying him what he was making. I mean, short of him taking them to a Super Bowl, which was never going to happen.
Right.
So they found an opportunity to get out from under it early. They did. I mean, that may be the first guy since like week eight who's on the we should give Brock more of a chance train. I can't even believe that exists. That guy's horrible.
He had his chance when you benched him for Tom Savage. That was pretty much
the end of it.
Yeah, that's when you're having to say, okay, that's it. Michael says Osweiler wasn't the solution, nor was he the problem. The problem is the O-line. No quarterback can fix that. Not Romo, not even Brady. I wanted to talk about that because I was doing a hit on a Denver station right before this about where Romo would be a better fit. It's almost the exact same conversation. Now, they did go out and sign Leary today, so they beefed up their line a little bit. But if the Texans have to address the offensive line at some point here in the next couple of days. They have to get a real right tackle. And I think that, you know, if Nick Martin's healthy next year and becomes the player they think, that's great. But they still need one more player on that offensive line at least before you even – it doesn't matter if you solve your quarterback problem if they can't stay upright. And that's – especially if you're bringing in Romo, who breaks every chance you get. Let's try Jonathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing sportsy.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Action.
Oh, sorry. I was just want to weigh in on the Brock Osweiler trade as well. I honestly am going to go out on a limb and make a prediction and say that they've already come to verbal agreements with Tony Romo as their quarterback, and it's all but signed on paper. I think that's what really pushed them to agree to the trade with Cleveland or initiate the trade with Cleveland, since we don't know who did what. But I think that Tony Romo situation is pretty much set in stone, and he's coming to Houston. Other than that, I'm going to let you guys take it from there.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a possibility. I don't think there's anything that you could point to and say that's definitely the case, because the Cowboys still haven't released him. So,
and they may not. They may just say, all right, if you
Denver may give him a draft pick, and then, okay, and then that doesn't happen. So, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of presumption, which...
Yeah, there's... And I've seen no speculation. I've seen speculation only. There's no discussion that it's actually done.
And the you can't... Like, no quarterback can win behind that offensive line thing, I don't believe that. While the Texans' offensive line needs work,
there are worse offensive lines.
They graded out around middle of the league.
Yeah.
I mean, you know who the two worst offensive lines in the league were this year? San Diego and Seattle. I would say both got significantly better quarterback play than the Texans got. And they had the worst offensive lines.
832, if we don't get Romo and we have to pay $16 million for Cutler, this is going to be horrible. Now we have zero quarterback. Brock was at minimum a serviceable backup. Now we don't even have that. No, he wasn't a serviceable backup because
Tom serviceable Savage, backups don't make $17 million.
And Tom Savage got his job from him. So, and they're not going to spend $16 million on Jay Cutler. I'm not sure there's much of a market for Jay Cutler other than the Jets.
I think Jay Cutler can get a job. I think Jay Cutler's market value is not high. And I think that's
not
a good thing.
$16 million.
No, I don't think anybody's paying. And if someone does pay $16 million for Jay Cutler, it's probably a crappy organization like the Jets. I could see that. But I would have, like, when I talked about Jay Cutler coming here, that was under the assumption that you're not paying, you know, Jay Cutler franchise quarterback money. And honestly, I wouldn't pay Tony Romo franchise quarterback money to come here.
Well,
not for more than a one-year deal.
He'll be making $14 million next year, which that's what you would be obligated if you trade for him. Yeah.
If he's cut, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. If he's cut, I wouldn't pay $14 million for him. I just don't think I would.
Why didn't the Texans franchise Bouye if they knew they were going to be able to get Brock off the books? We've talked about that a lot. I think he's not going to be worth what you would have had to pay him. And that's an area where they've got some depth. I still think they need to get more depth now. But, you know, good luck with that, Jacksonville. Yeah, it's 1 year. You're paying him a ton of money. And Jacksonville wins free agency every year, and they never get any better. I like their signings, but I like their signings last year, and it didn't help.
Dude, and we're talking $67.5 million over 5 years.
Yeah.
That's healthy money, man. We were talking about maybe $12 million. He's going to make $13.5 million a year. No thanks.
And apparently the Texans went to $12 million, and then that was the agent said, okay, that's our starting point, and managed to get that from Jacksonville. So I sorry. See ya.
Other news, and which relates directly to our program, our boy Quentin Dimps got signed as well. 3 years, $13.5 million from the Bears. Which 3 years, $13.5 million, I'm surprised the Texans didn't pay that.
Yeah, I am a little bit surprised too. It's funny, when we had him on the show and we were playing the negotiation game, it's pretty close to what I said I'd be willing to offer him. And that to me is a more significant loss, and not just because it screws our show, which we finally got a guy that was doing a great job and we enjoyed doing the show with, but I think they don't really have a replacement for him, unless they're moving Kareem to safety, in which case that's fine, but now you need to go find a nickel corner. And for that money, now I know the age is a little bit of a concern, because he'll be 33, but for that money and what he gave them last year, I think he earned it. And yeah. I would have matched that. I would have made that deal before I did the Bouye deal, but that's just me, because you're still going to have Johnson, Jackson, and Joseph as your corners. But if you move Jackson, now you're going to need another nickel corner. And plus, guys get hurt.
Yep.
And that's where I don't see a viable replacement at safety other than Kareem Jackson. And that means, okay, now you've got another need.
Yeah.
But this is a good year to
have that need, because it's a good draft year for that.
It is. And although I still think you got to solve offensive line too.
Yep.
And I don't think you can do both of them, because we've seen what you do with your second round picks for the most part. But, I, from the perspective of letting those guys walk, I get it. I'm not happy about Quentin just from a selfish standpoint, but
well,
I understand.
It's also, that money is not a lot. I mean, that's,
for a safety who had a Pro Bowl type season last year, that's the going rate.
Yeah.
Bryce, let's know what you think of the Patriots getting Gilmore. We'll talk about the Patriots at some point, but they seem to be making really good moves.
They seem to be winning another Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, it's rodeo time, and maybe you missed out on the shows the first couple nights, but there's still a lot of great shows left. And Chris Stapleton performing tonight. You still have some great country favorites like Dierks Bentley, the Zac Brown Band. You still got Blink-182 coming, the Chainsmokers. lots of really cool acts that are lined up. And that's what the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is all about. It's about the great acts. It's about the rodeo action. But it's also about the carnival. It's about all the great food, shopping, activities for the kids, educational exhibits. It is a fun, fun time. And it's a great thing to take your kids to. It's a great thing to take a date to. And you will enjoy it. And that's what the rodeo is about. It is the quintessential Houston event. So if you're new to Houston, you need to go do this. And you can also go see Demi Lovato if you want. They have a wide range of acts for pretty much any interest. All you have to do is visit them today, rodeohouston.com. 2017 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo tickets are starting at $18, $10 value Wednesdays. So on Wednesdays, you can get in for $10. They're all available at rodeohouston.com or axs.com/rodeohouston. Don't miss the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo 2017 version. It's underway. rodeohouston.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And talk about the Patriots. I hate them, but they make such great moves. They really do.
They just signed, I mean, you could argue, it depends. I mean, Bouye obviously had a good year last year, but you could argue that Stephon Gilmore is the best corner that was available this offseason.
If I had one guy to go after, that's who I would have gone after. More so than Bouye, because he's done it for more years.
And they got him.
Yep.
And while there's talk that they're going to trade Malcolm Butler for Brandon Cooks, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think they're going to have Malcolm Butler and Stephon Gilmore on the two corners. And that's almost not fair. I mean, you've got two of the probably 10 to 12 best corners in the league.
I'm not so sure that they didn't just float that to get a deal done with, because they've got a tender on him, but they've got to re-sign Butler. I wouldn't be shocked if they're just floating that around to get Butler to sign a deal.
Could be.
And if he does, and if they do trade him, well, they kind of replaced him with Gilmore.
Yep.
So,
Either way, they're fine.
Yeah, and they just churn up there, man. And they still got cap room, even after doing this.
Unreal. I mean, that's what happens when your quarterback that should be making more than anybody in the league, he's like the 10th highest paid guy on his team. So not every team has that luxury.
Yeah. Jacob S., doesn't this guarantee you draft a quarterback, and doesn't DeAndre Hopkins' old teammate make the most sense? No, it doesn't guarantee that you draft one necessarily. Depends on what you do now. If you do get Tony Romo, I think you should still draft somebody. If you wind up trading for one of these other cats, that's probably another attempt at a long-term guy. So I think it's too early to speculate until you know what they do at the position between now and the draft. The other thing, too, that I just kind of wanted to bounce this off you. This will be Bill O'Brien's fourth year as head coach. He will have had a different starting quarterback four straight years going in.
Yeah, but he's the quarterback whisperer.
And his offense has gotten worse each year. The quarterbacks that he brought in have been better elsewhere. Fitzpatrick was better the next year in New York. Osweiler was better in Denver. Is it time to say maybe this guy's the problem?
I mean, I think that's being floated out there, and I think this is a big year for him. The good news for him is he's got the rest of that team is good enough to cover up a lot of flaw. And, you know, you know how long the leash is around here. I mean, Kubiak had an extremely long leash. Bill O'Brien's making the playoffs. He's probably safe.
Yeah, I think he'll make the playoffs. I do think those other teams will be better. I don't expect the Jaguars to make a huge jump, even with all the money they're spending. I think they'll be better. But as long as they've got Blake Bortles, I'm not sold on them. And who knows what the Colts are going to be. Titans were better last year, but do you expect them to be that good again next year? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's not exactly the smartest organization over there.
No.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 49 said, did y'all not watch Gilmore last year? Dude got burnt repeatedly.
He did in the first half of the season. Second half, he was one of the best corners in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw plenty of him last year.
Do watch a lot of...
And watch him every other year that he's been in the league. I mean, he's a quality player.
Let's try Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to float a couple other NFC East quarterbacks by you guys and see what you thought. I know the big one out there is Tony Romo, but you've got Kirk Cousins demanding a trade from Washington, and he could definitely be an upgrade over Osweiler. And then also, Philly's got Chase Daniel as a backup, and I know he may not be a long-time solution, but if you feel like you're going to draft a guy like Kaiser or Watson, do you think you could get Daniels for a cheaper price and develop a young quarterback?
Well, I'm not into Chase Daniel. I understand why there's people who are. I see that he looks like he's a solid player. I'm not buying into that, and I don't want somebody else's backup. I just don't. I feel like that lesson should have been learned around here. As far as Cousins goes, he can demand a trade all he wants. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. And if it does, I mean, the 49ers they've got the most assets. They've got the most cap room if they want to sign him long term. I mean, they're in a pretty decent spot to land him if he does get moved. But you also have to consider if you trade for Kirk Cousins, you're probably going to give up an asset that you'll be uncomfortable giving up, probably a first-round pick, maybe more than a first-round pick. And then you're going to have to pay him long-term elite quarterback money. And I don't know if the Texans are willing to jump back into that.
Yeah, $24 million would be – and I've got to go study the cap a little bit tonight and see exactly where the Texans are after all this. But I don't know that they'd be willing to take that on. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big Kirk Cousins guy. I don't think you're winning a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
I think Kirk Cousins is good, but yeah, I'm with
you. To me, he's a younger Jay Cutler is what he is. And yeah, I'm not spending a lot for him. Plus, again, I don't trust – Bill O'Brien to make him better.
Yeah.
Let's get Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, guys?
Sports.
Hey, driving back from Dallas right now, I was listening to Kalashaw on ESPN Radio in Dallas and got out of range and turned it on y'all's app and started listening in. Love the show as always, guys.
Thank you.
Just wanted to share one thing with you guys. I heard them talking about Tony Romo posting an Instagram video basically thanking the Dallas fans for the outpouring of support and all this different stuff. But in the background is Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin'. And so just a little foreshadowing, I think, to his on his way to Houston, I believe. I believe that deal's already done.
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I think he believes he's going to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think the times are a-changin'. I don't know that, you know, that necessarily points here.
I'll tell you, the folks in Denver think they have a pretty good shot at him. So,
but honestly, I mean, if he does come here, I think it's great for the Texans. I think that makes them a legitimate Super Bowl contender next year.
If he's healthy, that's going to be the whole question. And if he can stay healthy, you know what this is going to be? Yao Ming all over again.
Yeah. But and to be fair, it may be Yao Ming all over again, but the Texans have never gone into a season in the history of the Texans where at least I know Texan fan probably feels differently. But I've never gone into a season saying the Texans could win a Super Bowl this year. There's been years where I think the Texans could make the playoffs. The Texans could, you know, maybe win a playoff game. But because the Texans have never been good enough at quarterback going into a season that I would say, yeah, I could see them winning a Super Bowl. Tony Romo would change that.
He would be the best quarterback this franchise has ever had.
Without question.
And it wouldn't be close for second. I'll tell you the only other time you could consider the Texans a Super Bowl contender was the year they made the playoffs and were down to T.J. Yates, and Matt Schaub came back healthy the next year, and you had the same team, and because you had that belief that if you had a healthy Matt Schaub, and that's when things all went to hell.
Yeah.
So
I've just never been enough of a believer in Matt Schaub that could have happened.
Yeah, but they were playing so well that season before he got hurt. Yeah. They were, 11-1 at one point.
Yep.
So I thought, you know, realistically, you could throw them into that mix the next year. I think this would be their best chance. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to weigh in, be happy to take your calls. I got to give something away here. Win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section. You'll enjoy a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, March 11th from 6 until 8. Got a handicapping contest, races 3 through 8. Don't miss out on the last weekend of live thoroughbred racing. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll take caller 15. You are going to the track Saturday night. All right. Hey, guys. I forget stuff all the time.
I do, too.
Birthdays.
Names.
Yeah, anniversaries, especially when it comes to the wife.
I parked.
Yeah. Well, ProFlowers has come out with the ultimate solution to make sure that you don't miss birthdays again, that you don't miss anniversaries again. They've launched their brand new Pro Gifter service. It's the easiest fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year long. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries. You can do the same ones, you can do different ones, to 3 addresses or even the same up to a year in advance. So if you procrastinate or you forget that anniversary or birthday, this is the service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, just $99.
Yep, you're going to look thoughtful. You're going to look like you spent a lot more money than you did. ProFlowers buys directly from the best growers, so you know you're getting fresh flowers, backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. And all flowers from ProFlowers pass a 7-point quality check before they're shipped, so you know they're going to look good. You're probably thinking of an occasion you should send flowers for now. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for that Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. It's so easy. That's ProFlowers, ProFlowers.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, let's rodeo, Houston. Chris Stapleton is performing tonight. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Chris Stapleton. Coming up at 5:30, A&M against Vanderbilt. So we're going to be out early.
Here's some Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
And he's very popular.
Is he?
He is very popular. Yeah. I've heard of him.
I have not heard of him until now.
This song has 61 million plays on Spotify.
He's like a, people say he's like a throwback to like old school country. He's not like these...
He's a newer artist, right?
Yeah, but he's not like one of these guys wearing, you know, fancy pants who's never roped a steer.
Yeah, he has a nice beard.
Yeah.
I think, did he do a duet with Justin Timberlake at the AMAs?
Yep.
Or the Country Music Awards, CMAs? I think he's okay.
Okay.
I think he's a little heavier than normal country singers.
Kind of like me then.
Yeah.
Handsome with a beard, kind of heavy.
Sure.
Okay. Super
That's
talented.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Got more of a bluesy feel to it. I like it. Especially if you're kind of drunk and depressed. Seems like a good song.
Yeah, the song's called Tennessee Whiskey.
Ah, there you have it. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. And a lot of action here on the first day of free agency, and kind of different from what it was last year. People were all excited when the Texans won free agency. And now they've won the day with their trade.
I saw a tweet saying the first day of free agency, the Texans signed Brock Osweiler last year, and the first day of free agency, the Texans traded Brock Osweiler.
Well, hey, at least they admitted their mistake.
Yeah.
And it looks bad if you're Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien and Bob McNair and all those guys, but I think it's a really bold move. It's a very different kind of move, and I applaud them for it. And I hope that I hope they wind up with Tony Romo. I think it'd be interesting around here. If they don't, then we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's try Dylan.
Wondering if you'd
take a call about the Bears. I'm just totally disillusioned as a Bears fan of what's going on with quarterback. And given that they've just awarded a contract to Glennie, it seems just crazy to me that they're just paying out big money for quarterbacks that are largely unproven. And given what we've just gone through with Cutler, I'm just totally disillusioned at what the front office is doing. Didn't know if you guys had any thoughts on that.
Let me ask you something before you hang up, Dylan. Would you have rather the Bears paid Jay Cutler this year and then found a long-term solution next year?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I got when they made this deal. They gave Mike Glennon. It's not like they saved a bunch of money by booting Cutler and bringing in Mike Glennon. So they legitimately think Mike Glennon is an upgrade from a performance standpoint over Jay Cutler. And I've never seen anything out of Mike Glennon that would tell you that.
Yeah, I don't like that signing. I said it yesterday when the numbers were coming out, what he was going to get paid. He was less effective in his tenure as a starter than Brock Osweiler was. So that's kind of what you're buying. And I just think from a Bears perspective, they had to do something. And the fan base was frustrated with Cutler. There were empty seats at the end of the year. That doesn't happen very often in Chicago. So I think that's one of those where you had to make a move. That's just not the guy I would have made the move for. I would have given up a second to go get A.J. McCarron or something, if that's really the asking.
It's very strange. Very strange. And now the Bears, who now have Mike Glennon, but let Alshon Jeffrey walk.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's not looking good in Chicago right now. It seems like they're in full-on rebuild mode, and you can't possibly think, if you're a Bears fan, you can't be too excited about the possibility of rebuilding around Mike Glennon. But remember I told you a couple weeks ago, somebody's going to overpay for Mike Glennon.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it would be like this. Well, I was thinking like $10 million a year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured, and I figured that would be too much. But nope, might as well go all in.
Man.
832 kind of echoes the way I feel about this. I respected the Texans going for it last year, and I give them credit for releasing him today. They're going for it, which is what we all want. And that's, you know. 832 says that's a George Jones song Chris Stapleton redid. Don't give him that much credit. Another joke of a pop country artist.
Oh, okay. I heard differently.
Okay. Well, I don't know. So let's try Rob. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. The pessimist in me is coming out, and best case scenario, the Texans get Romo. My question is, you know, you said that we've never had an elite quarterback. When are we going to do something about another position we've never had, and that's a good second receiver? Or do you trust either Braxton Miller or Will Fuller to step up in their second years?
I mean, you've invested a lot in receiver. I mean, that's a – I don't know if those guys are any good, but you've invested in them. So at some point you have to hope that one of those guys is worth a damn, whether it's, you know, the guys you mentioned, Jalen Strong. I mean, there's the list goes on of guys that they've thrown at or thrown draft picks at.
Be fair, it's hard to have a good second receiver. There's not a lot of teams that have great combos.
Yeah. Usually it's not done organically. It's more often done the way the Giants just did it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one and you go out and pay another one. You know, like when the Falcons had Julio Jones and Roddy White, that was kind of an exception, but they invested in that. They put two first round draft picks into wide receivers, and you know, Julio's case, they moved way up in the draft to get him and go out of their way for him, which obviously was the right call. But that's what you got to do sometimes, and I don't think the Texans are a team that's going to do that for a wide receiver, especially when they're not even, so far, haven't been willing to even pay Hopkins. And, you know, I'll say this, and this everybody wants Tony Romo, and I think Tony Romo could be a good answer for them. But the little that we saw of Romo last year, we saw him throw a couple deep balls and struggle on those routes, and obviously his body's not what it used to be. I don't know how great of a deep ball passer Tony Romo will be if he comes here. Will Fuller is stock down to me. And, you know, I'm sure there's none of those people will stand up, but all the people when I said that I didn't think Will Fuller was a great draft pick, and about week three, everyone was crapping on me on Twitter. All those guys are super quiet now. But, I mean, the reality is I don't think Will Fuller – if Tony Romo's the quarterback especially, I think Will Fuller's going to have – he's going to struggle to find value next season.
Yeah. Mutt says the first and last time the Texans had a good second receiver, it was Andre and Hopkins, and they went 2-14.
Yep.
So there is that.
And what, they have one year of that?
1 year of that.
Oh.
Well, I guess they had
– I'm talking about 1 year when they were a solid duo.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Getting a lot of texts saying defending Stapleton. So
I don't really care. You guys five to fight
one.
Over it.
Yeah, I'll let them fight over it.
Don't have any investment in Chris Stapleton's radio or music career. So
I think he's just doing fine.
I think he's doing fine. All right, guys. Listen, as the seasons change, weather gets better, you're going to want to spend more time outdoors. But if you've got a grayed-out patio or an outdated driveway or faded pool deck, might not be as great. That's where Carvestone comes in. Gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less, so you don't have to tear everything out and start over. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied Outdoor Solutions stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. And they can help you if you've got a blank slate in the backyard. They'll build it from the ground up no matter what you want. You want just a functional concrete patio where you can set your grill? No problem. You want to go big boy with an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover? They can do that as well. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. No wonder their Best Pitch Report certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from my boys at Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. You'll be blown away at what you see there. Or you can check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
There's a song that I remember. I never learned to play. Time of forgotten words.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.